Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious international question. And I believe the question needs to be resolved in the hearts and the minds of every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, that we not believe what the Marxist communist media says, and that we'll not accept and embrace what Joe Biden is attempting to do in relationship to the division of the nation of Israel. I'm looking at an article that says that the UN, Joe Biden reaffirms commitment to the two-state solution for the Israelis and the Palestinians. Dateline, New York. U.S. President Joe Biden reaffirmed his administration's commitment to the two-state solution during his address at the UN General Assembly on Wednesday. Quote, "We will continue to advocate for lasting negotiated peace between the Jewish and the Democratic State of Israel and the Palestinian people." Further in the article, the United States is fully committed to Israeli security. A negotiated two-state solution remains, in our view, the best way to ensure Israel's security and prosperity, and to give, hear me, listen to this statement, and to give the Palestinians a state which they are entitled to. Now, I want to ask the question, what is the entitlement? Where's the title deed? Ladies and gentlemen, in any real estate sale, you go back to the chain of title. You go back to the origin of the ownership. And each ownership then in the transfer of title in America with what is called a fee simple title, which the fee simple indicates the right to own and to have the title defended forever. And yet you have a president saying that he's going to have the two-state solution and make the Palestinians a state of which they are entitled. Where does the entitlement come from? If it is talking about real estate, if it's talking about land, the entitlement must come from a chain of title proving the title ownership. I want somebody somewhere to show me where at any time a so-called Palestinian state or a group of people that are ethnically called Palestinians owned Israel, the land of Israel. There's no such chain of title there. Ladies and gentlemen, it cannot be proven, validated in any form or any fashion. Contrarywise, God's plan for Israel was to bless Abraham through the Abrahamic covenant found in the 12th chapter of Genesis, verse 1, 2, and 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country and from the kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing," verse 3, "and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed," verse 4. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. Ladies and gentlemen, we can find, and we'll read a number of other texts today, to validate what the scripture says in identifying the real owner, the true owner of the nation of Israel. There's no title transfer. There's no chain of title, no validation of title ownership in any way, legally or otherwise, that would show in history past where any Palestinians, as they're called today, ever owned the nation of Israel. The land title deed has never been in their name. But the plan of God for Israel, number one, is the Abrahamic covenant. God promised the land, the seed, and the blessing. Then under what's called the Palestinian covenant, Deuteronomy chapter 30, God promised the land to the nation of Israel. The Davidic covenant, 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 through 16, God promised the seed. And then in Jeremiah 31, in what's called the New Covenant, God promised the blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, in Genesis 17 and verse 8, it makes it very, very clear, once again, who owns the land. Let me, in fact, read verses 4 through 8, then we'll take our caller. The reading in Genesis 17, verse 4, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee," speaking to Israel, "and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thou shalt be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting," hear me, "for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and thy seed after thee." Verse 8 is the key. "And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger and the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." Ladies and gentlemen, God says to Abraham, "I'm going to give you the land, and it's an everlasting covenant. It is an everlasting possession." You have to ask the question, how long is everlasting? Does everlasting mean simply until Joe Biden becomes president and he makes a fiat decision that he's going to divide the land of Israel and make a two-state solution and let the Palestinians, as they're called, under the leadership of Mahmoud Abbas, which is the world's largest group of terrorists that it's funded by U.S. tax dollars, by the hundreds of millions of dollars? Ladies and gentlemen, I think not. Who owns the land? God. And God has designated in an everlasting covenant that Israel would be the owner of the land. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for bringing this topic up. But let me ask you, I had to get out of my truck and I couldn't hear it. Did you say that Biden met with Mahmoud Abbas this week or last week?
He's already met with him a week ago. Then he spoke at the UN, United Nations, and made the public declaration that there will be a two-state solution. And by the way, the thing that's frightening to me, in the UN, for the UN to rule on that and make that determination, the only one that could veto it would be Joe Biden, representing the United States of America. And he's already indicated by his words that he is in full favor of absolutely giving the land to, dividing it, giving it to the so-called Palestinians. In fact, he says the United States is committed. This is Biden's words at the UN. "The United States is committed to Israel's security. A negotiated two-step solution, two-state solution, remains, in our view, the best way to ensure Israel's security and prosperity and to give the Palestinians a state to which they are entitled." Now, I want to know where he comes up with the entitlement for that land to go to Mahmoud Abbas and any group of terrorists called the Palestinians.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, isn't it true that after A.D. 70, when Rome destroyed the temple to totally destroy the Jews, they changed the name to Palestine, and that's how we got Palestine, and which that gave the so-called Palestinians legitimacy. But Biden doesn't care about the United States. He's the ultimate narcissist. Why would he care? What would make anybody think he would care about Israel? And the group, the Palestinians, that want a state, they can't even run a garbage truck to pick up the garbage that we've bought them a fleet of garbage trucks, and they tear them up. They can't service them. They can't fix them. And the garbage just stays piled up. So how can they run a modern state? But Dr. Youngblood,
let me jump in for just a moment. Let me jump in for just a moment, Tom. Yes, the term Palestine is a designation that was given by the Romans, and it has no relevance to the ownership of the land, no relevance to a biblical fundamental foundation answer to who owns the land, but it's the term that's given. That does not, and by the way, some of the Palestinians so-called today will say, well, we are the heirs of Abraham, so therefore we have a right to the land as an heir to Abraham. But Ishmael was the illegitimate son of Abraham, and as a result of that, there was no claim, no right to the land through the line of Ishmael, but through Isaac, the chosen son. In fact, it is very, very clear when you understand that phenomena that had taken place there. It is sad to see, though, this taking place today with the President of the United States of America trying to divide the nation of Israel.
Yes, I don't think, is it true that the Palestinians don't really care about a state? They want all of Israel. And if they can get a toehold, that just puts them that much closer without firing any shots or losing anybody. That puts them in the neighborhood, which they don't have as much territory to try to conquer if they can just get a state. And I just believe it just shows us that biblical prophecy is being unfolded before our very eyes. And
absolutely.
The return of Christ is just
around the corner, exactly. They're operating, I'm speaking of Mahmoud Abbas and the Arab terrorist. And by the way, U.S. tax dollars are funding Mahmoud Abbas and his so-called Palestinian Authority by the hundreds of millions of dollars each and every year, with the preponderance of those dollars being given then to the terrorist as the Islamic Arab terrorists go out and carry out a terrorist attack and kill Jewish people. Their families then, if they're martyred in the killing, their families are paid an income for the rest of their family's life, and it's coming predominantly out of taxpayer dollars. But Mahmoud Abbas is an illegitimate, has an illegitimate claim to Israel because God gave the land to Abraham and all of his lineage, all of his heritage. But going back to the question, they do not want just a portion of Israel, as you said. It is the incrementalism approach that they're taking. That, you know, we want this concession today, this concession tomorrow, another concession the next day, until ultimately they get in full control. Their goal has always been, the mantra from the Arabs has always been, that we're going to push Israel into the Great Sea. That's talking about the Mediterranean. They despise the Jewish people. They hate them. And yet they claim they have no land except for that. And yet all of the Arab nations around Israel, they have not chosen to go into an Arab assimilated nation. They want to take the Jewish land because they hate the Jewish people.
That is very well spoken. And have you ever seen a single cause minority that ever was satisfied?
No, sir.
They'll never be satisfied unless they push drown those Jews in the sea. That's the all, and then they'll start fighting themselves in.
That's right. So, God gave, according to Genesis, according to Genesis chapter 15, verses 17 and following. It is very, very clear, again, that God gave the land to Israel. In fact, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 18 in particular, in the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto thy seed have I given the land from the river Egypt unto the great river, to the river Euphrates. And then when you look at Joshua chapter 1, Tom, it's a fascinating study. When you look at Joshua chapter 1 and find out what was given, the scripture is very, very clear that Israel has never even owned and controlled all of the land that God gave them. in the third verse of the first chapter of Joshua, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And it goes back to Deuteronomy 11:24, from the wilderness to Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. And it goes into detail. When you look at that, by the way, Tom, and you look at that on a map, it is a tremendous territory that God gave the nation of Israel. And they have never gone in and taken possession of the land that God gave them. They're occupying today only a postage stamp of land in comparison to the territory that God gave the Jewish people, the nation of Israel.
But Dr. Amrud, once Christ comes back, won't they be given the full amount of land that God promised them? I think it's mostly a big, huge portion of Iraq. It's a big portion of Jordan. It's huge. But Christ comes back will they get what God appointed them.
Absolutely. During the millennial reign, those Jewish people that, in fact, in Romans chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, and all of Israel shall be saved, according to that text, and that all is a relegated number, because by the time the latter portion of the days of the tribulation take place, about two-thirds of all of the nation of Israel, all of Israeli, of the Jewish people will be destroyed. And according to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and following, all of Israel shall see Yeshua Messiah as the one they have slain and will be redeemed and brought into the millennial reign. And then they will control the territory that they've never controlled before. In fact, Brother Tom, for the benefit of our listeners, this includes the land of Israel from Egypt to the Euphrates River, including the Golan Heights, the West Bank, Gaza, Lebanon, and parts of Syria were given by God to the nation of Israel, but not possessed as God had given it to them. This boundary of Israel has never possessed the total boundary that God has given them. And it's a huge, huge territory as compared to the little postage stamp that they're occupying today.
It's an exciting time to live.
Yes, it is. As we watch, as one theologian put it a number of years ago, I believe it was Dr. Adrian Rogers, that said, the nation of Israel is God's hour hand, and Jerusalem is God's minute hand on the clock of eschatology. And as we watch the clock counting down, we're watching the close time for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Tom, thank you so much for your comments, for your input. You're on target with what you see, and I just pray that our listeners understand that what we're talking about today is talking about watching God's hand at work and looking at how the world is seeing Israel and wanting to destroy the apple of God's eye. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Lily on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. May God bless you, your ministry, and this program. It means a lot. It's very relevant to the times. I'm full agreement with what the ideas you're projecting this morning. God, we know, made an everlasting covenant with Abraham, and God said heaven and earth will pass. His covenant remain, and He made that covenant with Abraham through his seed, and although Abraham was barren at the time, but the time came when he gave him that promised son, Isaac.
Yes.
And the promise is handed down, the covenant is handed down from Abraham through Isaac and Jacob and the children of Israel, the children of Abraham. And he told him that in you shall all the nations of earth be blessed. And praise God today we are here. Hallelujah. We are here enjoying the assurance of an eternal heritage. We are enjoying the confidence of an eternal heritage prospect, looking forward to it. Because of that covenant, in thee shall all the nations. Thank God. There are those who have been rejecting the offer, and the consequence will be there. But thank God for those of us who have accepted it. And we know that God is today, what is going on is not good, and our puppet president, as it were, has been treading in dangerous waters and making some, you know, very dangerous mistakes, plunging the world into a dangerous place. The entire world is in trouble now because of the blunders that is taking place in the White House. And our prayer at this time has got to be that God will keep him back from treading into this, where he's going now. Although we know our eternal God who is on the throne, he knows where things are going, and possibly we need to watch what is happening, because
absolutely
the Word of God points out to, we know the times into which we're living. So
we're watching the clock counting down for the rapture of the church and the 7 years of tribulation, and then the ultimate return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lily, you're right on target. Thank you so much for your comment, your input that helps to tie together the full picture for our listeners to understand today. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about who owns the land. We talked about the plan of God for Israel, and that's through the Abrahamic covenant, the Palestinian covenant, as it's called in Deuteronomy 30, Davidic covenant, and the new covenant. And God has given the land to Israel as an inheritance to the Israeli people, to the Jewish people, as an everlasting possession, the scripture says. But the problem today is the problem of government and Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the problem is that the world disregards what God's word says. The problem is that the world does not see or embrace or recognize God's word as having any authority. Today's political world, ladies and gentlemen, simply sees Israel as a possession of land and are willing to disregard God and God's word as to any ownership or sovereignty over the land. I'm looking at an article that says, who owns the land of Israel today? The answer to this question is fiercely debated, this writer says, between the Jews and the Arabs who live in Israel and are surrounding their neighboring states. It seems as though the entire world gets involved when it comes to the ownership of the land of Israel. It is rather significant that not a single country sides with the territorial boundaries God ordained and preserved in his word. The deed to the land of Israel clearly states that the Jews are the original and only legitimate, hear me, only legitimate owners defined by geographical references in Genesis 15:18. Israel fought five major wars, this writer says, against the Arab neighbors and was victorious each time. But something strange happened. Israel was not allowed to keep the territory that it conquered. Why not, this writer says? The nations of the world, particularly the United States, have pressured Israel into surrendering areas of the promised land to the Arabs, from whom the Jews conquered the land. This is unusual because every other nation has not adhered to that for their own land and their own boundaries. Ladies and gentlemen, the problem is that the governments of the world, including the United States of America, do not recognize the sovereign hand of God and the sovereignty of God and the landmass that they've given to the nation of Israel. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that we're in the last of the last days, when we see the crescendo taking place, when we see a push to incrementally take the nation of Israel out of the hands of the Jewish people. Ladies and gentlemen, it is because the nations around the globe, including America, disregard the sovereignty of God. Now, there are those that will say, well, Israel was dispersed. Ladies and gentlemen, the nation of Israel was in diaspora, that is, dispersement around the globe, for over 2,500 years until the Ezekiel chapter 37, was fulfilled. That's when Israel became a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, May 15, 1948, when the British government surrendered the rights to the land, gave the rights to the land that belonged to the Jewish people, gave those rights back to the Jewish people, the Arabs were not even interested in any land mass, anything that's called the nation of Israel today. Another article says, and I'll read, of those nations, only the Palestine, the Palestinians today, known as Palestinians, are still hostile toward this tiny nation called Israel. In a strange twist of fate, until the rise of Yasser Arafat, an Egyptian, the Jews in the land were called Palestinians. The Palestinians will not occupy, not accept any offer of peace or a peace plan or coexistence or a two-state solution with Israel, insisting only that the Jewish nation be driven into the Great Sea. They stubbornly refuse to acknowledge that Israel has any right to exist at all. Further, the writer in this article says, in recent years, Israel has been depicted in the media as a rogue state, flaunting international law by allowing Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. However, this is simply not true. International law gives the Jews clear right to all of the lands they are willing to negotiate with the Palestinians and give up part of the land, but it isn't something required by international law. Ladies and gentlemen, the problem that we've seen in history past with the nation of Israel and the pressure from prime ministers and presidents of other nations around the world is through the United Nations to pressure Israel into incrementally giving up land in order to have security and peace. This article further states, the Balfour Declaration of 1917, the Treaty of Lausanne, 1923, San Marino Resolution, 1920, Treaty of Sèvres, 1920, and the British Mandate for Palestine, 1922, created international law, all recognizing and establishing the historical indigenous rights of the Jews to the land that's called Israel. It has been shown that the Jews have continually been in the land for over 4,000 years, ladies and gentlemen, because God gave them the land. It is God's prerogative. God is sovereign, and God gave the land to the nation of Israel, not to the Arabs, not to the Islamics, but to the nation of Israel. This article states further, ladies and gentlemen, Arabs continuously protest the land of Israel was stolen from them, despite the mass territory that was currently occupied, such as Iraq, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, and Egypt. They still covet the tiny little land of Egypt, of Israel. They do so even as Israel comprises only 1% of the Middle East landmass and surrounded by 22 other Arab Muslim nations. It goes on, ladies and gentlemen, in great detail of the historical events that have taken place leading up to where we are today. But to answer the question succinctly, who owns the land? God does, but God has given that right of title deed ownership to the nation of Israel. The Jewish people, ladies and gentlemen, have the right authority, the right ownership, the title deed given by sovereign God to the nation of Israel. And don't let anyone deceive you into believing otherwise. Thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.